Jürgen, before we talk about the game, because this covers a period when you narrowly missed out on titles to Manchester City, people will think it has relevance to you. So the question is, how do you feel seeing the charges that have been brought against Manchester City for alleged breaches of financial regulations?
I have absolutely nothing to say about that.
Fair enough.
Yeah, good.
We'll move on to the game.
Yeah.
Good news in training this week. Van Dijk, Firmino, Jota and Arta as well. What chance have they got of maybe figuring? And despite what's gone before, is it a game, or the kind of game, where you don't really have to worry about the intensity of your players?
Yeah, the players are back in training in different... still in different stages. So, like, Diogo is the closest. He trains now normal. Already for 2 days, so another 3 days of training possible for him, and then I think he's in contention for the squad, I would say, but we have to wait a little bit. Bobby, next one, I don't know. We have to see how that looks now, how he deals with training intensity, stuff like this, and then we make a decision there. And yeah, and Virgil, I don't think is that close already, but we will work on that as well. Arthur, probably similar to Bobby, I would say. That's it.
What was it?
I don't have to worry about intensity. Yeah, no, it's always, intensity is always important, important part of the game, and we never went into a derby and said, oh, I have nothing to say, it's a derby, go for it. So always... informations we have to give, and we will give them this time as well. We know it's a difficult game. Jean Dyche is now there, and obviously, massive impact immediately. It was obvious, and we have to prepare that, and that's what we did and will do in the upcoming days.
With that in mind, as well, when you look at the impact that he's had in a short space of time, do you feel that your group need a lift, and is this the a big opportunity for that? Do you get even more of a lift from a game like this?
Yeah, it was very often now in recent years that it was always like this, that Everton could sort a lot of problems in to just beating us or whatever when they were not happy with what happened around. And we were one, just for us, was not a normal game, but another game where we needed desperately 3 points. So that didn't change, to be honest. But I know where we're coming from. Of course, after the game we played again, and now at Wolves, we have to show reaction again. And I know our people want to see that. I want to see that we have to show that. Said it now, okay, I'd already introduced before the press conference. This is not an... a time we wanted to have, or a time we are happy to be in, or whatever. But I think it's a time where we as well can show, if we want to show, that the club is really special. So the boys, and we delivered a lot of great moments in the last few years. In the moment, it's not, for different reasons, not all of them are clear. It's not possible that we didn't do it, but we are fighting for it to change the situation in a better direction. But I really believe the better you behave in your lower moments, the quicker you get in the better moments again, and then the much more success will have in the better moments, because then you are just still together. And that's, I think, in normal relationships like that, in football relationships, it should be like that as well. And I thought so far we did really well altogether, especially our supporters. And I'm really looking forward to that, to a derby atmosphere, to a proper atmosphere, and to a proper football game.
Morning, Jürgen.
Hi.
What sort of Everton are you preparing for under Sean Dyche? You've obviously faced his teams before.
Yeah.
What would you be preparing for Monday night?
A very compact side, very good in counter-attacking, really, and set pieces will be very dangerous for us, and very important subject, definitely. So yeah, that's a team. It's and you could see that in the last game. It was good. It really was a good game. So we had a lot of off the game in their moments. Of course, Arsenal was dominant, but that's clear. But in the end, Everton had really good chances before they scored already, and the goal came from set piece. And so that's that's how they scored in the end, but they could have scored in other moments as well. So we prepare for the team we saw against Arsenal. That makes sense. And because they are longer together now than they are, all the patterns can be all a bit clearer for everybody, but the difference is it's not there, it's here. So we have to make sure that that will be clear in the game as well.
You've got a great record in Merseyside Derbies. I think it's one defeat from the last 24 in the Premier League. Is there one derby in the
stand? I had already 24 derbies, no.
I'm not saying
you're a bit. Okay, I thought now. Wow. Getting more and more and more.
But is there one derby moment that stands out, or one particular derby?
Yeah, but I don't know that. Of course it is, but that's now not important to. Yeah, we've got to ask. It's not. It's a 1-0 at home, but it's just emotion, not the kind of goal or whatever. A late winner in a derby is the best what can happen. I think that day everything was set pretty much for a draw, and then it's clicking, so yeah, that's my favorite moment, but it's nothing to do with the kind of goal or whatever, it's just, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, just to pick up on something you were saying earlier about the reaction, does it matter that you're playing Everton on Monday? It's just another opportunity to try and
Both. It matters always, but it's another opportunity as well. So that's how it is. It's not a normal game for us. Whoever would come, we have to show, blah, blah, blah. That's true, but it's still Everton. So that's for them. On a different importance level, it's for us as well. It was never like this that we thought, oh my God, you know, Everton or whatever. No, it's a very, very important game in our situation and in general. So, both.
I'm just going to ask one on Jordan Henderson. I think his last start was nearly or almost a month ago. If you take Everton coming up now on Monday night. And to put some context in, he's played, he's featured 91 times for club and country since the start of last season. So whilst you've been dealing with all the other problems and the situations and the injuries, I guess you have to factor in player management as well with fatigue and other things that can creep into the performance of the player.
Of course. But how can I answer that? Yes.
It's
a complete...
91 appearances he's made since the start of last season. That's a lot.
Yeah. That's, yeah, absolutely. So it's, people don't want to hear this kind of things because it always sounds like excuses or stuff like this. There must be reasons for a few things what we did this season. So we don't turn into bad people overnight. It's not that we are, that we lost the football brain, that we don't know the game anymore, stuff like this. So that could be the reason on top of that. So apart from losing confidence, having momentum, stuff like this. Yeah, there are some physical things as well. They are clear. So other players from other clubs have similar problems, cannot play the season they played last year. So, but for us, it's now not too important because it's long. The last season long ago, meanwhile, we try to manage things as much as we can, like workload and stuff, like as much as we can, because we can't do it really. We couldn't do it. Now we can do it a little, or could do it a bit more, but in the past we couldn't because pretty much everybody who was available, especially up front, had to play. But we had changes up front, so when you have changes up front, you want to have more settled midfield where it's clear what is happening, that you don't change too much and all these kind of things. So it's not always, the workload management is not that easy, let me say it like this. But let's talk about this week. They all look incredibly fresh. That's the truth as well. So the training sessions so far were really good, were super intense from how the boys did it. Yeah, 91 games, but then the 92nd could be a really good one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jürgen, talking about Jordan Henderson, and like a lot of the other players, his form has not been at the highest standards throughout the season. Obviously, we saw what he could do in the World Cup. When he's not around, how much in that key midfield area do you miss his leadership qualities? And could his return be vital to sort of getting that back?
I don't understand how why we talk about one player. I mean it. Though Hendo, I hope nobody, everybody knows how much I respect him and stuff like that, but it makes no sense. So in two reasons. If it's now so the one who is the who plays really well. And now we talk about Henderson. You are not, sorry, I don't like to say that, but it's true, you are not able to deal with these kind of things. When I talk about one player, you make it their subject. I spoke already too long now to you about it, because like, and Henderson is this and Henderson. Henderson is not our problem. Never was and never will be. So, and when he is ready, good shape, blah, 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 he played 98% probably of the games we had. So, and now it didn't start for two games or three games, I don't know exactly, it came on, all these kind of things. So that's the situation. Yes, and he played all these games because very, very, very important player for us. That's the only reason, no other reason for it. So when he's then not playing, then you miss that. So that's how it is, easy as that. But there's nothing, I understand that you have to think about subjects, but I cannot answer this question because there's nothing. Yes, he's very important. Said that. That was pretty much a question. How much you miss it?
No, a lot. That wasn't the question. The question was about when you've been struggling for midfield balance this season. Jordan Henderson's form, as I said to you, hasn't been up to his normal standards like all the others. The question was about how much.
But that's the key. But yeah, no. But the key. Yeah, no. But the key. But the key. No, true. But the key thing is like all the others. So and that's why. If you miss something from Hendo, but all the rest would be there, we wouldn't miss it that much.
But he's an inspirational figure for you, so.
But how, like all the others are, like Virgil van Dijk is when he's on top level. Then if we miss him like crazy, from his top level, but when he's not even Virgil played all the game sensationally well, so it means on this day, do we miss him that much? I don't know, but I'm overly happy that he's coming back. So that's why I think. We don't have to make a John Henderson story in that situation. This is a team story. And if you want a manager story, nothing else. So, but not individual players or individual members of staff or whatever. So that's not, that this story doesn't work. So definitely not. And that's all.
After last week and some of the comments you made, particularly about the first 15 minutes, can you sense that the players this week want to front up and accept
definitely
responsibility for
definitely happening? Definitely, yeah, absolutely. That's all the signs are there, but when I say that now, I know that people will sit at home if they watch it and say, yeah, but show it on Monday. We see it exactly the same. We have to show it on Monday, but training was anyway so far really good and will be. Everything goes in the right direction, so that's true. Aggression is there, determination is there, readiness is there, concentration is there, focus is there, intensity is there. So, so far a really good week.
Carl?
Hi, after every bad performance, you're asked to explain the reasons for it or why you think it is. Is there a point where there's only so much analysis you can do on what's happened to you and it's just a question of, you know, going with feel or just, you know, thinking differently about something? Can you get to a point where this, you've done all the analysis you've got and there's no other explanation you can
think of? I have a few problems. So when in the best possible period we ever had, it's very easy to have press conference. Very easy, because you don't ask really important questions. It's like, oh my God, he scored three goals and stuff like this and these kind of things. And then we have a laugh together and all these kind of things. It's nice. Then it's not going well, and of course you cannot explain similar mistakes 500 times in a different way, or then always new mistakes. So. If we make them and go for it, it's really not easy. But, and you know it. It's not disrespectful when I say you cannot deal with it, because some of you make of the things I say make massive things that was not my intention. So I try to get through this without. I'm responsible for it. So, and if you blame me, but if I talk now, Henderson, it's Henderson is not there and he's not there and these kind of things. So I have to be careful with this guy because I don't want to do it. So that's why it's so difficult to. Talk all the time about things like this. That's why it really, really helpful if you've been at least from time to time a game, because then you have a little break of that. But I don't have that now for a while, so that makes it really intense. But it's not just difficult, not impossible. So, but it's not as enjoyable, obviously, I guess. But I can explain in football absolutely everything, but not to you. No, that's true, because it's not. If you have to understand yourself or find somebody who explains it to you, it's not my job. maybe after career you can ask, call me and tell me what happened there, and I can explain it to you, but it's not what I see, it's not for you. So that, but it's nice about the game as well, so you can write the whole week what you think and nobody tells you wrong or right. So, and people can say what they want, it's absolutely fine. So that means there's the problem. I'm completely in the situation, I can explain everything and I to the boys, and we understand most of it, because not everything is to understand, to be 100% honest, but then we go from there. And so that's a good thing about it. And there's the next game is coming up, and then we have a chance for a better result and a much easier press conference afterwards. Yeah, yeah, I have no problem with it. I enjoy it, it's not the right word, no.
The players looking incredibly fresh. I'm just wondering how beneficial time off is. I think the other couple of days earlier this week.
Yeah. Oh, if it would now, in Germany, this question would have come much earlier. How can you give them 2 days off when you're in the situation you are in? So in England, you are relaxed with that, to be honest. So, but that's a thing. So, you cannot. Even if you want to, you can, but it's not beneficial. You can train every day. So we play bad, well, then the next day we came in and then we take 2 days off. So we made the analyze, we spoke to each other, and then we gave them 2 days off because it's a very long time between Saturday and Monday. So, but of course, I could have said Sunday training, bam, recovery, whatever, and from Monday on, we go for them. That wouldn't be helpful at all. It would have been bad. It would have caused injuries. It would have caused a lot of problems. And to be honest, on Sunday, after we spoke about everything, I thought 100% it makes sense if we don't see each other for 2 days. And it was helpful. I left on Sunday in an average mood and came back. I was in good mood. And I worked through it. I had a lot of phone calls and stuff like this. But anyway, it was in a much better mood. So that. Different mood, to be honest, and that's why it's very helpful. So yes, they benefited of it, so that was very good. But you asked the question in a nice way, I know what you want, but it's okay.
Neil?
Just checking there, yeah, any other injury problems apart from the players coming back? Because Thiago wasn't in the second, I think, yesterday.
Yeah. Thiago has some problems. I have to ask him. I know the problems, but I have to ask him what I'm allowed to say about it. Didn't do that, do you know what? No. Yes, with hip flexor, stuff like this. Yeah, that's it pretty much. So he was not able to train. Anybody else?
No.
Don't think so. Not yet.
Move on to the embargo section. Just remind it's 10:30 p.m. Sunday, not Friday as usual, being a Monday game.